Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is Terry Rabine, and this audio section covers the scoring of Question 28, found in Grade 8, Book 2 of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We will first go over Question 28 and its rubric, and then we will move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State teachers and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 5 of the Grade 8 Scoring Guide, and we will go over question 28. In this question, the student is given a diagram and is asked to find the measure of the missing angle X. Please note that a show your workspace is provided. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is 2. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. The complete and correct response shows the missing angle X added to the 71-degree angle to equal 180 degrees. Then, 71 is subtracted from both sides to arrive at the correct answer of X equals 109 degrees. Any other valid process used to arrive at that answer would also be acceptable. Note that degrees can be indicated by spelling out the word or by using a degrees sign. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We have found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 7. Here we find the first guide paper, a score point 2. This response is complete and correct. In the work shown, the student has subtracted 71 from 180 to arrive at the correct answer of 109 degrees. Next, we have the second guide paper, which is a score point 1. In this response, the student has provided the correct answer and demonstrates an understanding of supplementary angles, but has shown 180 being subtracted from 71, which is incorrect. Let's move on to the third guide paper, which is another score point 1 response. The answer provided is correct, however, no work has been shown. This paper is a good example of scoring policy number 11, which states that in questions that provide a response space for a numerical answer and work to be shown, if the correct answer is provided but no work is shown, the score is 1. The fourth guide paper is also a score point 1. In this response, the work shown demonstrates a sound mathematical procedure. However, a transcription error leads to an incorrect answer. Instead of subtracting 71 from 180, the student has subtracted 70. Knowing that the angles are supplementary is sufficient to demonstrate a partial understanding of the mathematical concepts embodied in the task. The fifth and last guide paper for this question is a score point 0. Subtracting 71 from 90 is an incorrect procedure and leads to an incorrect answer, so this response receives no credit. Please take a moment to review these five papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. Now let's move on to the practice set book, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 5 practice set papers for question 28, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the 2-point rubric. So please keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the 5 practice set papers for question 28. Then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you'll find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is practice set 1. In this response, a correct answer is provided, but the work shown contains a calculation error. This incorrect mathematical statement prevents the response from receiving a higher score, so it only receives a score point 1. In practice set 2, we find a partially correct response. Although the work shown provides the correct answer, the incorrect answer is written on the answer line. This paper is an example of scoring policy number 2, which states that if a student shows work in a space other than the Show Your Workspace, that work will still be scored. This response receives a score point 1. Next is practice set 3. In this paper, the answer provided and the work shown are incorrect. Although the student shows that all four angles must total 360 degrees, that is not sufficient to demonstrate a partial understanding of the mathematical concepts embodied in the task. Therefore, this response receives a score point 0. Let's move on to practice set 4. In this response, the correct answer of 109 degrees is provided. However, the work shown is considered a guess and check, or trial and error. Scoring clarification number 9 states that in order for a response to receive full credit, evidence of 3 trials must be present. In this paper, only 1 trial is shown. Therefore, this paper receives a score point 1. Our last set for this question is practice set 5. This response correctly sets all 4 angles equal to 360 degrees, subtracts the 2 71-degree angles, and then divides the result of 218 by 2 to arrive at the correct answer of 109 degrees. This response demonstrates an alternate procedure which is mathematically sound and earns a score point 2. We've now reached the end of our practice set. If you're unclear about why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.